Well, I'm going to describe it as a bit of a stuttering start to the season, but
Stuttering.
ever since then, they're now on fire, the Sydney Kings. 7 wins, just the 4 losses, including beating the Perth Wildcats. And they play the Wildcats again this weekend. They look forward to that, no doubt. And their coach joins us online, Andrew Gaze. Good morning, Gazey.
Good morning.
It's a busy time. We're all thinking Christmas, but for you guys, it's a really busy time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. We're off this afternoon to fly over to Perth. We've got the Wildcats tomorrow, which is going to be a real tough assignment. They're 11-2, but it's an unbelievable privilege to play in that environment. They pack it out, 13, 14,000 there and fanatical fans. It's a tough environment, one that is one of the more impressive parts of our sport in this country is what they do over there in Perth. So we're really looking forward to it. And then we've got to come home and play the Illawarra Hawks in Illawarra on Sunday. And they've found some unbelievable form of late. I think they've won 4 out of the last 5. They're now 6-7 and knocking on the final 4. So it's going to be a really tough weekend, and it doesn't get any easier because next week we've got to go to Cairns in Cairns, and then we're back home to the defending champions on the 23rd. Jeez. Against Melbourne United. So it's a busy couple of 10 to 12 days that we've got, but we're looking forward to it, and we're coming off a pretty impressive weekend last weekend where we were able to beat Perth, like you mentioned, but we also were able to beat the New Zealand Breakers in New Zealand. So we're in what we think is pretty good form.
Yeah, no, you're in really good form, Andrew. And, you know, the travel over the next 12 days will give you a good indication of where you're at and, you know, what you're like leading into Christmas. But you mentioned the Wildcats and you defeated them last week. They've been such a consistent side for a long period of time.
Yeah.
Why have they been such a good team?
Yeah, spot on. I think it's been 30 years or 31
years, consecutive years
since they've missed the playoffs, which I don't know in world sport and world leagues right throughout the world where people can claim that type of history. It is quite extraordinary. And I think it's a credit to the way in which they've built a fan base that provides them with a fantastic home court advantage. And also the culture of the team, that they really buy into the team ethos. They are right now they're very, very well coached, and they've had great coaches over a long period of time. So there's a lot to like about them, and it's one of those things that as an opposing club, an opposing coach, we look at what a lot of things that they have done, and we try to learn from it because they have set the benchmark and have been successful for so long.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. We should point out, mate, we were tickled pink when you beat the Perth side, obviously, because but they were missing a pretty
not
important.
As tickled as I was.
they were missing a pretty important bloke, weren't they?
Yeah, there was a little asterisk next to our win on the basis that Bryce Cotton wasn't there. He's the MVP last season, and I think he's leading the league in scoring this season. But this so far this year, they've had to deal with a lot of adversity. He's missed a couple of games. Tarico White, their other imports, missed a couple of games. Angus Brandt, their starting centre, he's missed a chunk of the season through injury. And despite all that, they've still been able to win. And I think it demonstrates the depth that they have on the team. And it's all about the process with them. They've got really good processes that they have in place. And as such, they can plug it up with different personnel that fits into that process. So it's going to be a really, really tough one. But like I said, we're really looking forward to it, excited about the opportunity to go over there and hopefully we can give a good account of ourselves.
Yeah, a good team's usually got, you know, a good skill element to their game. Gazey, they handle adversity well. They've got good character. So how impressed were you with the team getting away with that victory over there in New Zealand, given the lead up to the game where you had to spend 6 hours at the airport?
Yeah, it was not the ideal preparation, that's for sure. We arrived in New Zealand about 5:30 their time, and we weren't able to get to our hotel till a little after 12 at night. So it was a tough one. We'd just come through that section where you scan your passport and you go into this section where you're taking an escalator downstairs to the baggage claim, and all of a sudden a bit of tape comes across and we can't go down the escalator, and they're saying there's been a fire or a fire concern somewhere in the airport, and they've shut everything down. And we're thinking, oh, this should be right. Give us 10, 15 minutes and we'll be down there and we'll get on with it. Some 6 hours later, we were still sitting there just twiddling our thumbs. And it wasn't one that the conditions were all that great. There were no chairs. There was food, no water. And you had to give your passport and your left kidney in order to go take a splash. So it was one of those ones that doing anything was really, really difficult.
I can only imagine what the players were saying.
So it was not ideal, but in some quirky type of way, it was one of those ones where I was really proud of the guys because they made the most of it. They played some games. They got some bowling games going with one of our balls that we use for our recovery. They got a bottle and they were throwing things around and just trying to have some fun. And like I said, in a peculiar type way, it was somewhat of a good bonding session that we had. It's not something we want to repeat, by the way.
No.
Nevertheless, it was something that we made the most of and really proud of it. We didn't offer it as any sort of excuse. We just got on with it and came away with a really impressive win.
With Andrew Bogut there, have you got a team to win the championship?
Well, I think so. I think that we've said this all along. The talent we have at our disposal is as good as some of the top, we believe, is as good as a lot of the top teams. And it's just a matter of getting that chemistry right, getting the systems in place. And, of course, you needed a little bit of luck. Sure. You've got to have people stay healthy. But Bogues was unbelievable against the Breakers. He ended up, I think, with 25 points or 23 points and 16 boards and much needed in a low-scoring game. We only had 71 as a team, and he provided that inside presence that made it, gave us an advantage. Against a really good opponent, Sean Long, the starting centre for the New Zealand Breakers, he's had NBA experience as well. So it wasn't one where you say, well, we had a size advantage. It was one that he just was played really, really well. So he's been great. We've still got a long, long way to go. We haven't even met the halfway point. We've played the least number of games of anyone in the competition. We've only played 11, and I think a lot of the other teams have already played 14. So we've got some work to do. We'll knock over these next couple of weekends, busy schedule, and we've got 8 games coming up in January. So almost, two games a week in January. So it's an incredibly hectic part of the season that we're going through. But when you're winning, it's a good time to be around. You're having some fun. When you're coming up short and you need that practice time, it can get behind you. But we feel really, really well prepared for what we're doing right now.
Yeah, the thing that's impressed me this year with the Sydney Kings, Andrew, has been your work ethic in defence. Last year, you leaked plenty of points, but this year, you know, like Perth, you limited them to 72, New Zealand, 70. And that part of your game, you know, you're harassing teams, you're finding plenty of energy when it's needed.
Yeah, absolutely. That's been one of the highlights. And the pleasing thing for me, it's a continuation of how we finished last season. We weren't great defensively at the start of the season last year, and we spent a lot of time on it. And by across our last 7 games, we were statistically the best defensive team in the competition. So there were some really good things happening in that area. We've been able to maintain that this year, and all we've got to do now is find the balance. The last few weeks on the offensive end, we haven't put up the numbers that we'd like to. We want to be aiming for in the mid-80s of where we want to score. We feel like if we can get into the mid-80s and apply the defensive pressure that we are, then we're going to be very, very hard to beat. We've been able to come away with some wins with some pretty low scores based on our defense, but we realise we've got to pick it up in that area of the game, and we've been working on that, and hopefully we'll see some evidence of that this weekend.
Gazy, hopefully you have more luck over there in Perth at the airport. You won't have time to catch any of the test match because you're back home to then take on the Illawarra Hawks down in Illawarra. So good luck with all that.
I appreciate it. God bless. Thanks very much. And Merry Christmas to you guys all. Have a great festive season.